This podcast is about an object in the Powerhouse collection that appeared in the 1994 Mardi Gras Pride Parade, the same year that Looking Good, Australia's first LGBTQIA+ First Nations art exhibition, was held on Gadigal country. I want to acknowledge that Australia's history of queer visibility is a result of the activism of First Nations communities. People often think of lobsters as solitary creatures. Perhaps it's because of their hard outer shells. During World Pride 2023, Powerhouse volunteer Helio found himself mesmerized by a lobster.
Lobster Mornay is sort of a full-body Mardi Gras costume. It's this bright red-orange lobster. Well, it looks like a lobster.
When Helio gave tours of the Powerhouse's absolutely queer exhibition, he would always make sure to leave Lobster Mornay by Brian Ross, object number 941741, to the end. It was special to witness a tour group of artists linger on his favourite piece in the collection.
I remember them discussing the bright colours and these rivets that look like metal and bring to mind armour, which is kind of this playful back and forth going on in this costume, because a lobster has armour, yes, in the form of an exoskeleton, but at the same time is something we eat, so it invites you to take that armour off. Absolutely Queer is special to me for a couple of reasons. First of all, because it's a gorgeous exhibition, but also because I wasn't out as like genderqueer when I started volunteering at the Powerhouse. I was going by my birth name and like pronouns and stuff. I was very much in the closet being like a trans kid in the 2010s at a Catholic all girls school, no less. It was a tough sort of social landscape to be discovering that in. When that exhibition started is when I reached out and was like, hey, here's the name and pronouns that I would prefer to go by. So that was kind of what brought me to take that step. Art is kind of one form of immortality, but so is making connections and like leaning on the people around you and them carrying on that legacy. It's mentioned that Brian Ross wasn't able to wear the costume to the 1994 Mardi Gras parade because he had contracted AIDS and he didn't have the physical strength by the time Mardi Gras rolled around to wear it to the parade. The story that stuck with me is that a friend wore it to the parade in his place. Reading that, it just kind of hit me in the face because the object is so colorful and like playful, and then like it's sort of holding those, both the playfulness and the fun and extravagance of the costume with the sort of reality of what was going on. There's a lot of whiplash between like fun and celebration and tragedy, and it was one thing that made researching this presentation like really tough on me emotionally. I would be reading a page about the Mardi Gras and partying, and you turn a couple pages over and you keep reading onwards and it's something about the AIDS crisis. I feel like that's the reason why you feel like you need armor, because this tragedy just come rearing out of the gate at you from nowhere. It's like that quote that everyone always pulls out about the AIDS crisis.
The quote that Helio is referencing is by Dan Savage, who stated, "During the darkest days of the AIDS crisis, we buried our friends in the morning, we protested in the afternoon, and we danced all night."
There's been several stories that I've come across of like trans men in Sydney from like 100 years ago, which is a very specific subset, but it is really cool, especially when you're like a young and insecure trans person, as I have been in the past. It's like knowing that there are people who come before you, and like it very much gives you permission to be who you are.
Brian Ross captured a community that paved the way for researchers like Helio to just be.